From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Ron Varela reading A Body in Belmont Harbor, a Paul Whelan mystery by Michael Raleigh. Now let's begin with A Body in Belmont Harbor. Prologue. Chicago, summer 1984. He looked nervously back in the direction of the parking lot behind the Belmont Yacht Club, but couldn't see his car. The yacht club was dark, and there was no moon, and the closest light, a few feet to his left, had gone out. So he found himself in near total darkness. He didn't like it, but this was where he'd been told to wait. The wind was beginning to pick up from across the vast, dark expanse of Lake Michigan, and the boats in Belmont Harbor rocked in the choppy water. He could just make out the white forest of masts swaying with the wave action. He could hear the gentle clanging noises of boats on moving water, rigging slapping against masts, and hulls thudding dully against buoys and anchor cables. They were alien noises, a world outside his own, and he didn't like any of it. But these were the things you had to do to pull off a big one. He craned back again to look for his car, the only car in the yacht club lot, but he couldn't see it. He was as worried about his car as anything else. A dream of a car, a yacht on wheels, actually, like these fat white things rocking and bobbing on the waves. His yacht. He smiled at the thought and walked a few feet to the south until he could just see the gleam of a distant street lamp on the gentle curve of his trunk. It was still there, his yacht, a cream-colored Lincoln Mark IV, less than 3 months out of the showroom, and loaded, loaded with everything he'd ever wanted to put into a car. A pimp-mobile, somebody had called it. Okay, so what? He was in love with the car.